What's up, everybody? Mr. Hate Vicious here. Boy, have I been having fun on that Facebook shit. Literally, I talk to a different person every single day. They ask me how my day is going, what do I do for a living. I'm talking to people all around the world, and it's been very interesting. A lot of them, like you guys know, they follow me on my YouTube and everything, and clearly I am Shadowbanned. Because I get these messages every day, on a daily basis. Hey man, how come I keep getting kicked off of your YouTube? I was like, I don't know, guys. You know, I get these messages every freaking day. If you look at my my Facebook page and you see my friends list, it's really high up there. You know, every once in a while I have to get rid of some stupid douchebag out there. I have to go unfriend them and block them because fucking I've been getting not only messages I've been from different people, but people get the wrong impression about me. You get a lot of these gay guys out there. They actually show their fucking face. And they want a video chat with me, and they're fucking jerking off. Some of them even send me naked pictures of themselves. I'm like, you got the wrong idea about me. Like, okay, bro, I'm sorry. A lot of them, they will leave me alone. But this has been happening. It's interesting, but you know what? You guys got the wrong idea about me. And a lot of women, I've been getting a lot of women. I've been talking to them on the video chat. And it's mostly Western women. The foreign women, like the girls that I've been talking to in the Philippines, they just wanna have a little cyber, you know, sex chat or a cyber a video chat. And a lot of them hit me up, and yeah, they just want to rub one out. I said that's fine with me. If that makes you happy, you know, we may not be able to meet each other in the future. We might. You never know. But yeah. They like to talk to me. We have a little small talk first, and then they wind up getting horny and rub one out for me, put me up. You know, who needs fucking to pay online to go video chat when I could do that on Facebook? Who the fuck needs that? But anyway, those girls, they were up in the Philippines and up in Thailand. They weren't. There was an Asian woman not too long ago at the Walmart working on someone's nails, just staring at me, and. Fucking those girls, they want to marry me and have kids. They do, but they want me to stay in their country, in the Philippines, which a lot of Americans do. They go and live up there because, from what I'm hearing from a lot of people who have lived up there for a little while, they say, yeah, the fucking Philippines is awesome. Fucking women over there, holy shit. I was like, you'll love the women over there. And yeah, a lot of the girls that I'm meeting on Facebook and stuff, they are extremely cute. Not only in just in the Philippines, but in Africa. There's a lot of girls talking to me in Africa, saying how much. Oh, he's like, I wish you were here right now. You're so cute and this and that. And I'm just like, thank you, but you know, I don't know. It's not gonna happen. But these girls here in the United States, man, they start to push it. They want me so fucking bad. They want me to be in a relationship with me so fucking bad. But in this video, I'm going to talk about why I like to say no to a woman, especially these fucking Western women, because we all know they're all hypergamous, and all these women that I'm video chatting with and talking to, they were all raised by single mothers. So yeah, I guarantee you they are all hypergamous, and they got taught hypergamy by their fucking mom. They always ask, oh, what profession do you have, and this and that, and I tell them. And then, when I really want to get rid of them, and let them down easy, I was like, you know what, I do porn on the side. I was like, here's a link. And then they see that, and they're like, oh, well, never mind. Like, I used that for a while, and you know, it got boring. It wasn't fun. I didn't get really a huge reaction out of them. But until I started talking my MGTOW shit and telling them that, you know, I don't want to get married and have a relationship with you or any woman. I don't have any romantic feelings for any woman out there. I really don't. I don't have any romantic feelings for any woman because no woman has romantic feelings for us men, right? They don't. And I just wish all these blue pills out there would just snap. Gee, this guy's right. No woman loves me. They just like my resources. They only love my resources and what I can give them. And yeah, I talked to him on video chat. And when I put him down slowly and I use my MGTOW knowledge, they hate the word no. You can tell. A lot of these girls right there, they are not used to the word no. I had to say no to a woman twice. Two different women twice this week. There was a girl walking around looking sexy while I was doing my job at the job site. She said she asked for a cigarette, and I was like, I don't smoke cigarettes. I'm sorry. I was like, because she asked me, do you have a cigarette? I was like, no. And she looked at me like, and in her eyes, she struck me as a person that smokes. I do smoke, but I don't smoke cigarettes. I only smoke cigars. I didn't have anything on me at the time when she asked me for one. So when I said no, she hated it. And she said she thought that I was fucking lying or something like that. And just today, I can tell she's one of those hot girls, those cute girls that like to get by in life, you know what I mean? Because they're cute. They ask for anything, and they get it. And because most of these fucking simps out there didn't say no to them. But I love it, though, when I say no to a woman. When I say no to a fucking woman, that look on their face and all those video chats I've been having with these fucking Western women here in the United States. When I say no, I don't want to be in a relationship at all. When I say no, you just see the look on their face. You think, I tell them, you think just because you're cute and beautiful, you think. I mean, honey, I was like, honey, I know for a fact that you're not used to the word no. You better start getting used to it now, because men, yeah, obviously men are saying no to you all the time, because you would be having a man right now, because men are wising up. And this is when I tell them about this MGTOW, and you know what I mean, they hate it even more. And a lot of them, they're still friends with me on Facebook. I didn't block them or anything like that, but they still give me shit. Every fucking day they give me shit, and they're still trying to get me back into the plantation. This is getting interesting. If you see my friends list, it's like it should be more than 5,000 friends on there. I had 5,000 friends, but sometimes I keep blocking people, and these fucking girls that still want me, they create another stupid account, and they fucking want a friend request me, and I accept friends requests. I'm not fucking stuck up like that, you know what I mean? I'll accept anybody as a friend. Okay? But if you're doing some funny business, I'm kicking your ass out. But yeah, I can't go past 5,000. I guess there's a limit on Facebook now. You can't have more than 5,000 friends. And I keep getting friends on a daily basis, but when I accept them, they're like, oh, I'm sorry, but you can't. Something pops up. I'm sorry, but you can't exceed the limit of 5,000 friends on this platform. I was like, oh, what the fuck? Whatever. Whatever. People just don't want people to be popular anymore. Yeah, and a lot of them talk to me, they look at my MGTOW and everything, but you know what, I love it when I say no to a woman. That look on their fucking face, oh my god, on a daily basis, you know, for the past couple of weeks, I've been doing this, and it's just making me laugh and it's making my day. I haven't been cranky lately because of this shit, because I find it rather amusing. When I feel like a man, a very powerful man, when I say no to a woman. And it's hilarious, that look on their face is fucking priceless when I tell them no. Oh my god, I'm living my dream. I'm living my dream. This is Point Dexter's Revenge at its finest, because girls never used to look at me and everything and want my validation. And a lot of them, they're like 30 years old. They're hitting 30. And they're like over here like this. Oh, they're seeing the wall. They see the wall. Oh my god, I gotta get hitched. Oh my god, I gotta find somebody. Oh my god, this guy looks nice. This guy looks nice. His name is Cameron. His last name is Mr. Hate Vicious. Oh my god, he looks nice. Yeah, just when you wait, I have to see if they're real or not. I was like, if that's you in the picture, you fucking do a video chat with me right now. And a lot of them do. Which is hilarious, and they're all looking for a relationship because they see that wall. They're seeing it. Before they hit the wall, they gotta get hitched and cling on to somebody. Just today, my secretary in the front, or our dispatcher, whatever you want to call her, But she's the one that answers the phone. She said, please, please, Cam, can you please do me a favor? I was like, what do you want? And she's all, can you buy me some cigarettes? Because I'm really stressed out right now, man. My insurance is giving me the runaround. You know, I got $3,700 supposed to be coming in, a check coming into the mail to me and everything, but they're denying it. I'm stressed out. Can you go buy me some cigarettes? I was like, sure, give me the money. I'll go get you some cigarettes. So I had nothing to do all day today. So I went over there to the nearest gas station, because closest to my house, because I was going to go, because I cooked me up some, a pot roast in the crock pot. So I went and got me some beef and some fucking vegetables and stuff and onions, you know what I mean? Put it in my little, my Tupperware so I can have for lunch. And then on my way back to the shop, I bought my secretary cigarettes. And this I don't know what's with these gas station clerks. They're always flirting with me. Every single one of them. My God. But anyway, that's a different story. But this one was hitting on me. She saw me when I first came in, and she was being flirty a little bit. You know, complimenting my hair and all this fucking shit. And then I said, you know what, let me have a pack of Marble Reds shorts, selects. And, you know, she gave it to me. She's all, well, you wouldn't mind leaving one of those with me. I was like, one of the cigarettes? I was like, I just looked at her. I didn't tell her who it was for or anything like that. I was like, no. You should have seen the look on her fucking face. Just because she's cute. And I knew what she was doing. Just because she's cute, she thinks she can get by and get away with anything. Can't you? You have a job, obviously. Why can't you just steal a pack? Why can't you? You know what I mean? I knew clerks that worked at gas stations, they would steal a pack or two. Or, you know, they would buy them themselves because they have a job. Holy fucking shit. Yeah, women these days, just because they're cute and they're good looking, they think they can just go walk around up and down this bitch and get and be handed a living. Not with me. But all fucking week I've been saying no to these bitches on Facebook and life. I don't want to be in a relationship. I don't. I'm free. I'm absolutely free. I have money in my pocket. I can do whatever the hell I want. You should see my pantry. You should see my cabinets. It's filled with food. I don't know how am I going to eat it all up. God, if shit were to hit the fan, I'd be okay. Holy shit. But saying no to a woman is priceless. That is priceless. And looking at because that look that they give you after you tell them no, that look, I mean, it's priceless. You can't get any better than that. This is why I've been happy all fucking week. I've been happy all fucking week. Holy shit. I mean, the girls from Africa and girls from fucking, you know, the Philippines and Thailand over there, man. Holy shit, they're straight to the point. They're straight to the point. Yeah, baby, rub one out right in front of me right now. That's what I want to see. But I had to stop telling these girls that I did what I do on the side about doing adult films, because that got boring, because their reaction was like, oh, well, okay, bye. That wasn't a very good reaction. But when I was leading them on, like if I wanted to get into a relationship with them and then straight up tell them my MGTOW shit, you know what I mean? That, and tell them no. Holy fucking shit, that is some fucking priceless shit. That look on their face when I'm over there video chatting with them. And now I know how I am shadow banned. I am shadow banned because on YouTube I do have more subscribers. Look at my fucking Facebook. And these people talk to me on a daily basis. They talk to me all the fucking time. Sometimes I have to shut the damn chat off. I have to shut it off. Because people talk to me all day long. It's fucking hilarious. Yeah, on occasion I get those fucking gay guys. Those gay guys out there getting the wrong impression about me. Over here on video chat jerking off. Like if that's going to turn me on. Please. But anyway, I get friend requests on a daily basis. I do. I friend request them, and a lot of them are faggots. A lot of them, you know what I mean, want me to join the Illuminati. those people I kick off. You know what I mean? I don't want to join the Illuminati. I could see me as a Freemason, but not in the Illuminati. Everyone's over here probably going to give me shit. Oh, the Illuminati is the same as being a Freemason. No, it's not. It's different. Because I've met real Freemasons that are a part of it, of that of the male fraternity that they got going on there. No, it's totally different. But anyway, I've been getting a kick out of this fucking shit. And it's making me less productive in my MGTOW shit, but you know what? I feel like I still am productive because, you know, I'm still holding the line in my life, telling these bitches no, and I feel like a big man doing that. Each and every fucking time. I can't wait till I toss the next bitch. One of them keeps calling me up and telling me how stingy I am and how selfish I am. Because I don't want to take care of another woman. Why would I want to do that? Why would I want to do that? But anyway, I've been having fun with this shit. Oh man, I can't get enough of this shit. I don't know what I'd do without it. I don't watch TV anymore. I watch the internet. That's my TV. Fucking, you know what I mean? I go on Facebook. That's my entertainment. Talking to bitches on a fucking goddamn video chat, and you know, and putting them down slowly. I get a kick out of that. That look on their face—it's priceless. You can't get any better than that. I should start taking pictures or snapshots of that and make them into posters. Holy shit! Oh my god. But anyway, that's what I've been doing, and, you know, lately. And I've been having fun with it. I love saying no to a woman. Oh my god, especially if they're cute. And they use their cute bodies and their cute faces and everything. And their flirty, you know, tactics. And then when you tell them no, I mean, they felt like they wasted their time. Oh, I like being evil. Anyway, like I said, women want what they can't have, and a lot of them that I dismissed, they still tried to come back and they started to talk to me and try to lure me back into the plantation. It's not gonna work, honey. Anyway, I'm Mr. Hey Vicious, signing off.